All right, so get this, Leah Khatib, like straight off Love Island USA, is rocking some serious latex, like a full-on latex dress. And this isn't just about some reality star's outfit, right?
No, not at all. This kind of speaks to a broader trend. Latex is shedding that niche reputation and like going totally mainstream.
See, that's what I love about these deep dives. I saw those
Yay.
pictures on Instagram and I was like, okay, now that's a statement. But you're right, it's like latex is everywhere now. But first, Leah's dress. It's the Whistle Dress by Poster Girl, right?
Yeah, exactly. Poster Girl. They're a London-based brand, and they're really making a name for themselves with these like bold pieces, daring
And
even.
they've dressed some huge names. We're talking Ashley Roberts at the Attitude Awards, even Maya Jama on Love Island.
Right. They have this way of creating looks that are, well, sexy and empowering at the same time, and it's clearly working. People are definitely noticing.
Which makes me think about Leah Khatib in this dress. She just owned it. And that's got to be key with latex, don't you think? It's not exactly a fabric that lets you blend in.
You said it. Latex demands attention. It's all about confidence and really owning the look, which she does.
Okay, so let's break down this whistle dress a little. It's midi length, which I think is kind of sophisticated, but then bam, ultra low back and bant. A rear vent. A vent on a latex dress.
Well, even with high fashion, you got to have some practicality. Can you imagine trying to walk in skin-tight latex without that vent?
That's what I'm saying. It's like they thought of everything. Oh, and get this, it comes in black or red latex. Tough choice.
I know, right? It really shows how versatile latex can be. Oh, and those adjustable straps. Can't forget those. Because comfort matters, even when you're making a bold statement.
And what a statement. This dress, it retails for £560. I mean, that's amazing. That's not just like some trendy fast fashion piece.
Absolutely not. Poster Girl is really positioning latex as this luxury material, Their price tag definitely reflects that. They're taking it to a whole other level.
Okay, so we've got this London-based brand dressing celebs in latex. What's the bigger picture? I mean, is this just like a fad?
It's definitely more than just a fad. It's really interesting to see how like a material that used to be, I don't know, kind of limited to certain scenes is now like all over high-end designers and celebrities and stuff.
Right, it's like latex is having a moment. But what's driving that? Like, I get that fashion changes, but this feels like different, almost like a reaction to something.
That's a really good point. I think fashion often kind of reflects, our culture, what we want, maybe even like our anxieties and stuff. Think about it. We're just coming out of like a really unprecedented time, right? The pandemic. Everyone was all about comfort. Maybe this whole latex thing is kind of like a pushback against that. Like people want something a little more, bold, more daring after all that.
Ooh, that totally makes sense. Like we're breaking free and expressing ourselves, more daringly.
And remember, latex can be like really empowering and sensual too. It just hugs your body, accentuates your curves, and when you wear it well, it takes a lot of confidence, which, Leah Khatib definitely has.
You mentioned Poster Girl is based in London. And like London's always been like the forefront of fashion, haven't they? Do you think being in London plays into their aesthetic?
Oh, for sure. London's always pushing boundaries, challenging norms, experimenting. So yeah, I bet Poster Girl being in London definitely influences how willing they are to like play with these different materials, like latex.
Yeah, it's like they bottled that London cool or something.
Yeah.
Although, honestly, even if I loved how that whistle dress looked, I'm not sure I could pull it off.
Well, yeah, it's definitely a statement piece, but that's what's so cool about fashion, right? It makes you think about trying new things, stepping out of your comfort zone a bit, even if it's just in small ways.
So true. I may not be rocking a latex dress anytime soon, but this deep dive has made me think about like taking more fashion risks. Maybe some cool faux leather pants or something. Or hop with some cutouts. Okay, maybe baby steps. But speaking of risks, what's the reaction been to Leah Khatib's latex look? People must have opinions.
From what I've seen online, it's been really positive overall. People love her confidence, they love her style, and they even love the dress. Of course, some people just won't get it or like won't appreciate this kind of fashion statement.
Yeah, there's always someone who's gonna be like, latex, really?
Exactly. And I think, when you're rocking a look that bold, you kind of have to be ready for those mixed reactions. But at the end of the day, it's about what makes you feel good, confident, true to yourself.
That's such a good point. It's not always about, pleasing everyone else. It's about your style,
This whole
expressing who you are.
100%, especially in a world where everyone's, expected to fit in, owning your style, that's kind of rebellious in a way.
Totally. It's like, this is me. But like, Make it fashion, right?
Yeah. And that's what I love about fashion. You know, it's like this conversation always going back and forth between like what we want to say and what we're supposed to say, you know?
Ooh, I like that. It's like we're all speaking our own language through our clothes, and sometimes it clashes. Sometimes it totally works, and sometimes it creates something totally new. Like,
Yeah.
hey, maybe that's latex, right? Going from, I don't know, niche to like something everyone's into.
Exactly. And it makes you wonder, what's next? What's that next big thing in fashion? What's the next latex just waiting to like break free?
Now that is a question. Maybe I'll pull out that that old snakeskin jacket in the back of my closet. Maybe not. But, you know, that's something for everyone to think about, right? What fashion risks are you ready for? What's that piece you've been like eyeing but haven't been brave enough to try? Maybe Leah Kapip and her latex look is that little push you needed. This deep dive has definitely got me thinking about my wardrobe. Thanks for joining us for this stylish exploration of latex and how it got to be so mainstream.